This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We started this hour talking about how misguided trust can set communities up for some serious health problems regarding their drinking water supply. We now have a story about potentially misguided mistrust. In Perry County, Alabama, a long history of racism and memories of the Tuskegee experiments, where doctors left syphilis untreated to study the effects of the disease, would be more than rational reason to mistrust the medical system. But a tuberculosis outbreak in Marion, Alabama, may have been fueled by a fear of doctors. As many as 20 people have been diagnosed in Perry County, and three have died in the majority black community, where a third live below the poverty line. Health officials are finding that they have to offer cash for people to get tested and treated. Pam Barrett is director of the Division for TB Control for the Alabama Department of Public Health. She is leading the state response in Marion. She joins me now. Pam, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me.
Can you describe this unusual relationship between citizens and their public health professionals, this potential and apparent lack of trust?
The community itself seems to be not really receptive to naming names. And you know, when we find active cases, they are very hesitant to tell us who they have been around. So it has severely hindered any follow-up in seeking contacts to identify and treat preventively. And that caused a snowball effect beginning in 2014, which has led us to where we are today.
Where did this originate, do you think?
Well, we think there was one or two cases in late 2013, early 2014 that began this. They were the original cases that were identified, and subsequent cases did admit to knowing those individuals. But when asked why they did not seek to come to be tested, they really didn't have an answer. They just said they just didn't.
How much of this has produced an accusation of intolerance on the part of the government, or a sense of dismissiveness in that because this is a poor community, because it's mostly black, there wasn't the urgency here as there might have been in other communities?
Well, the urgency has always been here. We have, since the first cases were identified, we have been on the ground. We've been working with community leaders and trying to get people in for screening. And we've used, other methods with non-monetary incentives, but these did not yield good results. So we had to develop a plan, which now seems to be working. So we're grateful for the response of the citizens of Perry County. I think a lot of people are truly concerned for their health and have came out to be tested. But also we are seeing a lot of people who are saying that the only reason that they're being screened is for the money.
How much money are people getting if they come in?
They get $20 if they come in to be screened. They get another $20 if they come in to get their test results. If they need a chest x-ray, they will get $20 for keeping their x-ray appointment. And then if it's recommended that they take preventive medicine, we will give them $100 if they complete their medicine. That would be at the end of their treatment.
Now, Alabama made the political decision not to be a part of the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare. Do you think that poor people in Alabama would be more conscious of their health needs and their health options if they had had Medicaid coverage?
I really can't answer that because I work for the state and we have close ties with Medicaid, and that's a very touchy subject here in the state, and I'm just not able to really go down that path.
Pam Barrett is director for the Division of TB Control for the Alabama Department of Public Health. She is the state official who is leading the response in Marion. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.